From Tidbits on July 14, 2008, this is the audio version of The Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by the Tidbits staff. iPhone 2.0 and iPod Touch 2.0 from Apple update first-generation iPhones and existing iPod Touch devices to the latest version of the iPhone operating system. Among numerous improvements, the 2.0 updates enable third-party application software from Apple's App Store, including an App Store application on the device, support for separate calendars in the calendar application, a search field for the contacts application, improved mail handling, and support for mobile me push syncing. The updates are available via iTunes and require remote activation from the iTunes Store before they can function. On the launch day, when Apple's servers failed to handle the demand of iPhone 2 upgrades and new iPhone 3G activations, people's updated iPhones were unusable for much of the day. We haven't seen the problem resurface, however. As with previous iPod Touch updates that add significant functionality, Apple charges an upgrade fee due to the way the company accounts for iPod income. Free update for iPhone, $9.95 for iPod Touch, a 225 MB download. iTunes 7.7 from Apple adds support for iPhone 2.0 syncing and the App Store. Also added is support for a new remote application for the iPhone and iPod Touch that lets you control iTunes from those devices. Currently, the iTunes 7.7 update is available only for macOS 10.10.3.9, macOS 10.10.4.9 or later, or macOS 10.10.5 or later. It's a free update, a 48.32 MB download. Apple TV 2.1 from Apple adds support for the new remote application on the iPhone and iPod Touch. On the Apple TV, go to Settings, General, Remotes to set up the device. The update also includes several security enhancements that guard against behavior caused by maliciously crafted video and image files. Apple TV 2.1 is available only on the Apple TV itself. Go to Settings, General, Update Software. It's a free update. Microsoft Remote Desktop Connection Client for Mac 2 is an update of Microsoft's tool for connecting to and controlling a Windows PC from a Mac. This version is now a universal application for running on both Intel and PowerPC-based Macs. It uses the Remote Desktop Protocol 6.0 for better performance with Windows Vista, including network-level authentication security. It offers the capability to connect to multiple computers simultaneously, automatically re-establishes sessions when the connection is lost, prints from the Windows environment to any printer available to the Mac, and improves screen handling and interface issues. The utility requires macOS 10.10.4.9 or later. It's free, a 7.7 MB download. Graphic Converter 6.1.2 from Lemkesoft updates the multipurpose image editor with improved support for EXIF data and bug fixes, but that only describes the latest minor update. Graphic Converter has always been one of the most versatile applications on the Mac for reading and saving image files of all stripes, but in recent versions the program has also become a full-fledged digital photography toolbox. If an image file has you flummoxed, Graphic Converter is likely to be your lifeline. It costs $34.95 new. The update is free, and it's a 41.4 MB download. PDF Pen 3.4.2 and PDF Pen Pro 3.4.2 from Smile on My Mac improve performance when using optical character recognition, OCR, to read PDFs such as electronic faxes, thanks to better handling of font widths. The updates also squash a crashing bug affecting some bank statements and offer other fixes. They cost $49.95 new for PDF Pen, or $94.95 for PDF Pen Pro. It's a free upgrade, 5.3 MB download. Safari 3.1.2 for Tiger from Apple, quote, includes stability improvements and the latest security updates, end quote. In particular, that means that Apple fixed a vulnerability in the WebKit framework, upon which Safari relies, that could enable an exploit if you visited a website that used maliciously crafted JavaScript. The Leopard version of Safari was updated by either the macOS 10.10.5.4 update or by Security Update 2008-004. Software update should provide the download for those who need it, or you can download directly from Apple's website. It's free, 49.2 MB. 1Password 2.6.5 from Agile Web Solutions updates the form filling and password management utility with improved support for Firefox 3, support for the Safari 4 developer preview, Devon Agent, the OmniWeb Sneaky Peek releases, and Flock 2. Localizations were removed for smaller download sizes. Credit card filling was improved on a number of sites, and a variety of small cosmetic changes were made. The new version also provides some stability fixes. It costs $34.95 new. This is a free upgrade, and it's a 14 megabyte download. Finally, Apple Wi-Fi firmware 7.3.2 updates for Time Capsule, Airport Extreme, and Airport Express has what Apple describes as, quote, bug fixes. Thanks so much for explaining what problems we might have that were solved by this update to the hardware's soul. The update requires that you have Airport Utility 5.3.2 installed under macOS 10, 10.4 Tiger, 10.5 Leopard, Windows XP, or Windows Vista. Launching Airport Utility causes the program to perform a firmware check of all devices on the local network. You're then prompted to upgrade any applicable Wi-Fi routers. Airport Utility can be downloaded through the above link for your particular platform. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Jeff Carlson.